I'll have to tell Sister Gerda that you sang her song.
我必须要跟贝教师讲，然后我们在这里唱他的诗歌。
And I hope she teaches it to us in English.
我也希望他教我们在那边的弟兄姐妹用英文来教我们。
It reminds me of another song that you know.
让我想起另外一首诗歌，可能也大家都知道。
They translated it from the German language.
它是从德文翻译过来的。
And then I guess we were a little bit envious.
我们可能觉得有点这个嫉妒他们有这首诗歌。
And we tried to put the chorus into English.
我们就把它想要翻译成为英文。
So you sing it with me in Chinese, okay? Thine only, thine I be, my Lord, I worship thee.With all my heart, O Son of God, yes, O God, I need thine only, thine by me, my Lord, I worship thee.With us and hurt, O Lord, in God, yes, O Lord, I need. And you translated it verse after verse, but we could only do the chorus.
能够中文能够翻译这样一节接着一节，它可是我们英文只能够用这个一段一段的一个音符副歌用副歌。
You are so good and so smart. I sit there in my seat and I'm amazed when I hear you speaking Chinese.
那么好的，那么聪明，那么好，这个当我们听到您唱这样子的中文诗歌的时候，我在心里面很高
兴。How can they do that?
他们怎么能够办到的呢
？So, I need to learn more words. I picked up one today.
我要学更多的这个里面的内容。
How many times was I in Taiwan and here, and I never noticed that in your prayers and your praise that gui gei ni.
Oh.我多少次听你们在这里一起敬拜祷告的时候用的字中文字叫做归给你
So I said to James, what is 归给你
问医生说什么意思是归给你
So he told me and I learned one thing this trip
这一次的来这边来这边我学到这一句
I'm so thankful that we can be here
我很感恩我能够在这里。
I need to say that again. I thank God that we can be here with you.
我必须再说一次，我感谢我的父神，让我能够在这里。
It's a real blessing to us to be in this church.
真的是给我们很大的祝福，能够在这个教会当中。
And to have fellowship with the saints here.
与各位圣徒一起在这里灵里面交通。
Just a little visit like this, our hearts are warmed and inspired.
这样子的一个造访，让我们心里面真的很火热，而且觉得很受益。
I'm thankful for the saints back at home in our church.
我也想到在我的这个母会那边的弟兄姐妹一起的追求。
I know that they are with us in spirit.
我知道他们灵里面与我在一起。
And I just want to tell you that.
我也是要告诉各位，他们的灵也在我们当中与我们在一起。
They are praying for us in these days.
他们在认真的为我们代祷。
And Jeffrey would love to be here with us too.
他的小儿子 Jeffrey 也很想要来。
But he had to work.
他必须要工作。
Maybe another time.
也许下一次。
We'll see.
我们看神怎么带领。
But again, thank you for your warm welcome.
再次的谢谢各位给我那么热情的这个欢迎。
The ministers here and the brothers and sisters are a real example to us, and we're so thankful to God for bringing us here.
我们感谢主，这个、各位在这里的追求主服事是那么的好，他这个心里把感恩荣耀归给神。
Last evening we were talking about some of these pictures of the Messiah in the Old Testament.
昨天晚上我们特别提到弥赛亚在圣经里面的这个 picture 这个 图画和图像。
I mentioned that I had thought of 7 different ones.
我有提到说总共有七种这个不同的这个面向这样。
And we still have 3 to go.
我们还有三个还没有提到。
And they kind of fit together.
他们是彼此相互相呼应和配合的。
They are prophet.And priest and king.
他是先知，然后他是祭司，他是君王。
We know that Jesus is our prophet and our priest and our king.
我们主耶稣就是我们的先知，就是我们的祭司，也是我们的君王。
It's wonderful to know that and to say he's my prophet and my priest and my king.
如果我们真知道且真认识他，他就是我们的先知，就是我们的祭司，也是我们的君王，那么的领受，那么的好。
We see that in the Bibles, presented to us so clearly.
我们看在圣经当中帮我们解释显示的那么清楚，那么好。
Let's start tonight with the prophet. You know, it says in Deuteronomy 18.That there is going to be a prophet like Moses raised up by the Lord.
我们从先知来开始提，那特别是在《生命记》的18:15，摩西他有特别提到这位将要来的先知。
Moses was speaking about false prophets and true.
这个。摩西有曾经提到假先知和真先知。
And he mentioned that in verse 15, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your brothers.
在十五节我们看到耶和华你的神要从你们弟兄中间给你兴起一位先知，像我。
It is to him you will listen.
就是他，你们要听从他。
Now this is about Jesus.
这就是我们的主耶稣基督。
Here verse 18 says, he continues, I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers. Moses said, the Lord told him that.
这地方第十八节我们特别看到，我必在他们弟兄中间给他们兴起一位先知像你，这是神自己跟摩西说的。
And I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him.
我要将我当说的话传给他，他要将我一切所吩咐的都传给他们。
And whoever will not listen to my words that he shall speak in my name,I myself will require it of him.
十九节说到，谁不听他奉我名所说的话，我必讨谁的罪。
The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among the people, and you must listen to him.
我必在你们弟兄中间给你们兴起一位先知，像摩西一样，你们一定要听从他。
Now God raised up many prophets.
神兴起许多的先知
，True prophets who spoke His word，
真的先知单单的说神的话
，And God required obedience also to all those who spoke in His name and spoke the truth, the pure word of God。
真的先知要顺服神，而且单单说神的话，这个让神的心意可以成全。
He sent prophets to His people。
他 兴起也差遣先知到他的选民当中。
But how do we know that this word in Deuteronomy 18 refers to Jesus, the Messiah?
我们怎么知道在生命记十八章这地方提起的这位先知就是我们的弥赛亚，就是我们的主耶稣基督呢？
Well, it is in the preaching of the apostles.
在保罗在他的这个讲道当中
at the beginning of the book of Acts and one of Peter's sermons
在使徒行传第三章使徒行传第三章彼得使徒他有提到
in chapter 3 it was after the healing of the lame man and people had come together
在第三章我们晓得彼得借着神的名医治了一位瘸腿的所有的人都聚集到来他们的面前
Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit and he preached about Jesus
彼得已经被神的灵充满他就在那里讲述主耶稣复活的大能
he called the people to repentance
他叫这个所有的人认罪悔改在神的面前
And then he said that Moses said the Lord would raise up for you a prophet like me from your brethren.
这地方在二十二节里面，他说摩西曾说，主神要从你们弟兄中间给你们兴起一位先知像我。
You shall listen to him, and if anyone doesn't listen to him, he will be destroyed.
凡他向你们所说的，你们都要听从。凡不听从那先知的，必要从民中全然灭绝。
Now this is that prophet Peter preached.
这就是先知的预言，这个彼得所讲述的。
God is calling you to turn to Him.
神就是要告诉我们，也呼召我们来归向他。
You and your rulers, your leaders were ignorant.In killing him,
你们的神的选民，还有你们的这些这个法利赛人、祭司，居然把他给杀了。
But what you did was in fulfillment of the prophecies that went before about him, about his suffering.
你们所做的，可是正成就了神的先知性的预言，就是他要为我们受苦。
So even your sinful actions in slaying him were the fulfillment of God's purpose.
就算是我们罪人所行出来的罪，把耶稣杀了，可是都能够成就神的旨意。
But now repent and turn to him with all your heart.
现在要认罪悔改，要全心的归向神。
Jesus was not just one more prophet in a succession of prophets.
耶稣基督不只是一位好像先知当中的一位，然后跟随着其他的先知之后。
He was the one in whom all of God's promises and prophecies find their fulfillment.
主耶稣是所有神的应许。借着先知所有的应许在他的里面是他来成全的
In 2 Corinthians 1 we read that all the promises of God have their yes and their amen in him
是的在哥林多的后书第一章在二十节神的应许不论有多少在基督都是是的所以借着他也都是实在的叫神因我们得荣耀
And you remember on the Transfiguration Mount
在这个变相山上的时候
That God the Father spoke
天上的父神在天上讲话
And he said this is my beloved son
这是我的爱子
Hear him.
要听他。
Listen to him.
要听他的话。
His word must be obeyed.
他口中出来的话语必须要听而且顺服。
Moses gave the law.
摩西把律法赐给选民。
The law came through Moses.
律法是从摩西而来的。
Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
恩典和真理是从主耶稣基督来的。
He is the greatest prophet of all.
他是最大的先知。
By his word, all things were made.
借着他的话，借着他的道，这个世界得以建立。
And he's our prophet.
他也是我们的先知。
The great word of our salvation has come to us through him.
我们整个人类的救恩，整个的救赎，都借着我们的主耶稣基督。
He commanded the light to shine into my heart. He said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
借着他的话，借着他的道，他说要有光就有光，这个光就照到我们的心里面来。
Except for that word of authority, I would still be in darkness.
我借着我话语这个亮光的全能，我仍然照亮这黑暗的世界。
But he commanded the light to shine.
他命令这个光照亮出来。
He called us out of death to life.
他把死里面为奴的从拯救出来，呼召出来，进入到光明的爱子光明的国度里。
And he spoke pardon to our souls.
他
Your sins be forgiven you.
他说他的救赎他拯救我们，让我们所有的罪污被赦免。
Peace be unto you.
平安进入我们的心中。
My peace I give you.
我将我的平安赐给你们。
Fear not.
不要害怕。
Receive the Holy Spirit.
领受圣灵。
Lo, I am with you always.
主，我永远与你在一起。
Oh, praise the Lord.
感谢赞美主。
Jesus speaks to us.
主耶稣向我们心里说话。
He speaks God's word of deliverance to us and sets us free.
他借着神的话语，借着他的话语，让神释放我们。
Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
我们要真的是欢喜快乐，说我已经得胜了这个世界。
Great prophet of my God.
他是大的先知就是我的主，我的神。
Good news of salvation. My personal salvation came to me through that wonderful prophet, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督借着这个先知的信的话语告诉我们，他就是我们的救主。
A prophet like Moses.
像摩西这样的先知。
But a prophet greater far than Moses.
他是比摩西更好，更真的更美善的先知。
Hear him, obey him, receive his word.
听他，顺服他，而且要接受领受他的话语。
There's a life-giving word.
那是带着生命的亮光的话语。
A life-changing word.
一个改变我们生命亮光的话语。
Encouraging word that builds us up.
一个更新改变我们生命的一个话语。
I told you I have many good memories.
我记得我跟各位提过，我有很好的记忆。
I remember when my father died.
我记得我在父亲过世的时候。
We had the funeral.
我们有追思礼拜。
And Sunday morning came.
在接着主日来了，礼拜天主日来了。
I was usually alone. I mean, in the ministry there on Sunday morning.
我也是在主日的时候有做服事的讯息。
But that morning in walked my father's brother Gordon.
那时候那一次，这个我父亲的最小的这个弟弟 Gordon 在我们当中。
And his wife.
还有他的妻子。
They had another church to take care of.
他们是在服侍在另外一个教会。
But they left that with their son.
他把那个地方的服侍留给他的儿子。
And they came to give us God's word.
然后他到我们当中来把神的话语向我们分享。
And it was such an encouragement.
给我们很大的鼓励。
And then the pastor from a church in Germany who had come for the funeral.
还有在德从德国来的一些牧长，他们从德国来参加追思礼拜。
He was still with us too.
他们也有几位也在正在我们当中。
And I remember his sermon very well.
我记得很清楚他的讲道。
Or at least the text.
啊，有关于他里面的内容。
One reason I remember it so well.
我记得那么清楚，你们知道为什么吗？
Was that I had to do what Brother Martin is doing. I had to put his words into English.
因为他在那里做翻译，他要把德文翻译成为英文。
So I heard it in German.
我听的是德文。
I thought it in English.
我把它想成英文。
I spoke it in English.
要把它翻译成为英文。
So it was easy to remember.
啊，所以很容易记得。
So that's one of my good memories.
啊，所以我有那么好的记忆。
But what was it?
那内容是什么呢？
It came from the book of Acts.
啊，内容就是从啊《使徒行传》来的。
I took it for myself, but it was for the whole congregation.
我把它当作是对我说的，可是其实是对所有的啊弟兄姐妹会众说的。
Acts 20, where the Ephesian elders were had come out to meet the Apostle Paul.
啊，在《使徒行传》二十章，在那个地方的长老都出来遇见保罗。
And it was the last time that they would see him.
啊，这是最后一次他们来面见保罗。
He said, "I commend you to God."
啊，我要把你们交托神。
And to the word of His grace.
和他恩惠的道。
Which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among those that are sanctified.
啊，在第三十二节，二十章第三十二节啊，这个地方特别提到说，这道能建立你们，叫你们和一切成圣的人同得基业。
How thankful we are for the Word of God.
我真的是很感恩神把这个话语赐给我们。
And Jesus is the living Word of God.
主耶稣就是活的道。
And when he speaks, there is life.
当他开始向我们心里说话的时候，就带出那个生命。
And everything depends on what we do with his word.
所有的事情就是根植在于我们对他的话语如何来这个遵守。
The day will come when everything will depend on whether we received.The word of God or rejected it.
当最后那个日子来到的时候，主来的时候，就是决定在我们对神的话语是接受还是拒绝。
Great prophet of my God.
真的是神极大的先知性的话语，这是我的神说的。
You are my prophet.
你是我的先知。
And then the priest.
然后我们提到祭司。
Jesus was a priest.
耶稣基督也是祭司。
And Jesus is a priest.
耶稣基督真的是一位大祭司。
And Jesus is our high priest.
他是我们最高的祭司，最大的大祭司。
We mentioned this morning that now he is appearing in the presence of God for us.
我们今天早上已经提到了，他现在在父神宝座的右边为我们代求。
And what is he doing there?
他在那里做什么呢？
Frances Havergal in one of her hymns.
在一首诗歌里面。
She says, praying for his children.
为他的这个孩子祷告。
In that blessed place, calling them to glory.
就是在那里为他们祷告说要接受呼召进入荣耀里。
Sending them his grace.
把这恩典赐给他们。
What a wonderful thing that he is there at the right hand of the majesty in the heavens.
我们真的是很宝贵，而且有那么大的恩典，我们的主在那里宝座右边为我们代求。
Please the heavenly Father that all fullness should dwell in him.
我们真的在那里让这个救恩能够成就。让神一切的丰盛能够居住在耶稣基督里。
And he has made that way for us to come right to him.
他真的是为我们修筑道路，他就是道路，把我们带到 那样子的荣耀里。
The Apostle John's testimony in the first chapter, you remember, of his gospel, can be ours.
这个在约翰使徒他在他做见证。Is the first John?
No, first chapter of John.
First, 在约翰福音第一章里面。他所应许的神的道，那个是就是为我们的。
I should have told them what it was, then they would know. It's the testimony is out of His fullness. We have all received grace upon grace.
这个恩上加恩，这个地方讲到约翰福音第一约翰福音第一章里面，这个神的儿子，这个 it's a John.
John 1,
John 1,
somewhere around 16.
在这个约翰一书哈，在对不起，约翰一书就是在他的荣光中，在我们若行在他的光中，要与他的光相交。
16.
It's John 1st.
John 1:16.
John. 约。Okay, thank you. 约翰福音第一章第六节，对不起，十六节。好，第一章十六节，从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
Isn't that a wonderful testimony?
这是那么这个丰盛的恩典。
John wrote this when he was an old man.
他自己见证到，他那时候他写的时候，他是一位年纪长者。
Having fellowship with the Lord through many years.
他已经与主在灵里面相交，那这个fellowship 团契那么多年。
And just receiving time after time, receiving out of Christ's fullness.
借着时日一直增长，他真的是吸收主的恩典和丰盛，进入了他的生命里面。
Jesus met all of his need.
他主耶稣真的是满足他各种的渴望和需求。
Well, he had a great high priest.
他是最高的大祭司。
Well, now I mentioned Melchizedek, that Jesus is a priest like Melchizedek.
在主耶稣是大祭司的时候，我们特别提到他是麦基洗德的等次。
Melchizedek is a kind of a mysterious figure in the Bible.
麦基洗德在圣经里面是一个非常神秘的一位人物。
In the book of Genesis, we meet him.
在创世纪的时候，我们有提到他。
There are just three verses there that speak of him.
在创世纪里面有三节特别提到麦基洗德。
In the 14th chapter, and we read of a meeting that Abraham had with Melchizedek.
我们在创世纪第十四章十八到二十节，创世纪十四章到十八到二十节里面有提到麦基洗德怎么样遇见了亚伯拉罕。
Abraham had just won a battle.
他这个亚伯拉罕刚刚打完一个胜仗。
He had gone to rescue his nephew Lot, who had been taken by a group of kings.
他这个刚刚打完胜仗，把他的侄儿罗德从四王五王当中的手中拯救回来。
And on his way home, he met Melchizedek.
在他的回家的路程，他遇见了麦基洗德。
And it says that Melchizedek was a priest of the Most High God.
在这个第十五这个十四章第十八到二十节里面，他特别提到说，这个他是至高神的祭司。
And then his name means, or his he was the king of righteousness and of peace.
他是公义的王，也是一个和平的王。
And He ministered to Abraham. He brought him bread and wine.
他是又是撒冷王，他这样带着饼和酒出来迎接亚伯拉罕。
And that strengthened Abraham.
他是给亚伯拉罕很大的一个支持的力量。
And Abraham gave him offerings or tithes.
亚伯兰在那个时候也拿出手中的十分之一来给麦基洗德。
Then there's one verse in Psalm 110.
特别在诗篇110篇里面有提到。
That verse also mentions Melchizedek.
那一节也特别提到110篇的第四节也提到麦基洗德。
Now Psalm 110 is a very wonderful psalm.
110篇是一个非常奇妙的一篇诗篇。
It's called a messianic psalm.
这是一位弥赛亚这个诗篇。
It is a prophetic.
一个先知性的诗篇。
Speaks about the Lord Jesus Christ.
是提到我们的主耶稣基督的。
There in the fourth verse, it says that the Lord says that Christ is a priest in the order of Melchizedek.
在第四节里面提到说，你是照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。
A priest forever.
永远为祭司。
Jesus, the Messiah, is a priest, but he's not a Levitical priest. He didn't come from the line of Levi.
这个主耶稣他是麦基洗德的等次，他不是从利未族里面出来的，服侍神的。
So his priesthood is different.
所以他是不同的祭司的系统。
And his priesthood is superior.
他是超乎一切的祭司。
It's the priesthood of Melchizedek.
他是一个麦基洗德等次的永远的祭司。
And the argument in the book of Hebrews is that Melchizedek blessed Abraham, therefore he was greater than Abraham, Levi's ancestor.
在这个希伯来书第七章里面，这个特别提到麦基洗德他接待亚伯拉罕。而且呢，这个他也接受为他祝福，所以麦基洗德的等次是高过亚伯拉罕以及他的后裔。
And it says that Melchizedek received tithes from Abraham.
他从亚伯拉罕手中取得奉献十分一。
Which also set him above.
也是把他放在之上的。
So the writer to the Hebrews is explaining about this figure, this Old Testament figure, Melchizedek.
我们在希伯来书第七章里面特别讲到麦基洗德的等次的他的职分。
But the great thing, the thing that he places most emphasis on,
特别奇妙的是他有特别的一个强调
is that Jesus is a priest forever.
特别提到这个主耶稣是大祭司，是永远的祭司。
This argument is perhaps a little bit difficult.
虽然这样子的这个讲述和分享可能有一点点困难。
What I mean by that is it's different. I don't know if we would make the case this way.
我想这个是一个特别的例子，就是麦基洗德的等次，它是高于这个利未、亚伦他们这个等次的。
But he mentions that there's no reference to the beginning. Where did Melchizedek come from? And there's no, it doesn't tell about his ancestors. And there's nothing about his end.
特别提到麦基洗德的等次呢，它是没有开始。也没有结束。
Therefore, he claims that Melchizedek, no beginning, no ending, he's eternal.
所以他们认定说麦基洗德他是没有起初，没有结束，他是一个永恒的。
Now, because the Levitical priests were human beings, of course,
对于利未族、利未他们的服侍神的这个系统
，They were mortal and death prevented them from continuing in office.
他们是生命是短暂的，必然会死，以至于他们的服侍没有办法延续。
They kept having to be replaced The next priest would follow, and then the next, and then the next.
他们需要啊一位祭司接着一位祭司来轮替服事。
But that was not so, and is not so with Jesus.
但这不是我们主耶稣基督做祭司的这个。
Because Jesus lives forever, his priesthood is forever. It is permanent.
啊，因为主耶稣永远存活，所以他大祭司的职位他可以延续到永远。
Not that his sacrifice will be repeated or prolonged, but it is.Once for all, but he stands for forever.
啊，不是像祭司每一次每一年都要献祭摆上，而是我们的大祭司主耶稣一次献上，永远成全。
I mean, he stands in his office. He makes it clear that he's seated at the right hand of the Father.
我们知道，在圣经里面提到，他现在在父神宝座的右边，他是永活的神。
His work of atonement is accomplished.
他的工作在地上的救恩的服事已经完成了。
We are assured of forgiveness because he died and rose again and is there in heaven for us.
我们这样的救恩是那么的肯定而且完全，是借着主耶稣他已经死了而且复活且复活在天。
As we trust in him and in his finished work for us on the cross.
我们相信他，而且他已经为我们成就这个救恩，在十字架上，而且复活在天。
He saves us.
他拯救我们。
And he continues to save us. He sends us his grace, as we said before.
我们前面已经提到，借着他赐给我们的那么丰盛的恩典，他就是要来拯救我们。
That verse Hebrews 7:25 is such a wonderful verse.
在希伯来书七章二十五节里面，那么美的经文。
It says that Jesus is able to save to the uttermost all who come to God by Him.
在七章二十五节里面说，凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底。
He ever lives to make intercession for us.
因为他是永远活着替他们祈求。
He's working for us.Praying for us, interceding in our behalf, even now.
他在这个神的宝座右边为我们代求，在鼓励我们，而且就是现在此时此刻，他仍在那里为我们代求。
He is able to save to the uttermost.
他可以拯救，且拯救到永远。
That's why the Apostle Paul could say.What he said in Philippians 1, he's confident.
在腓立比书一章里面特别提到坦然无惧，他有那么大的信心给我们。
He has this confidence that he who has begun a good work in you will carry that work forward to completion.
给我们，他有那么大的信心，因为他开始了善功，他必要完成这功。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主，赞美主。
Drop his work in you.
把这话真的是刺在我们的心中。
But he's able to perfect that which he has begun.
他一定会完成那个他已经开始做的工作。
And he's my priest.
他是我的祭司。
He is the mediator of the new covenant.
他是我们新约的中保。
He has forgiven my sins. He doesn't hold them against me.
他已经啊，这个赎了我的罪，他已经啊，这个为我成全。
He writes his laws in my heart.
公义的
He writes his laws within me in the new covenant.
在啊新约里面，让神的义在我的里面。
That means that he makes me.To want what he wants.
他使我能够成为他所要为我成全的。
To love to do his will, to please him.
喜爱去遵行他的旨意，让他的旨意成全。
And then, I love this part of the new covenant. They shall not teach every man his neighbor, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me from the least to the greatest.
我特别喜欢这个这一段经文，说在这个 希伯来书里面说，我们不需要跟邻舍说要来认识，而这些人，他说你这个从最小的到至大的都必认识我。
I noticed in the back that you were interested in the works of Andrew Murray.
啊，我刚刚有特别。
Someone is studying Andrew Murray. I saw it on a list back there.
Okay, 这个我们啊有在读啊这个莫安德烈的书，还有特别注意到我们好像有在分享这些书。
Andrew Murray has a commentary on the book of Hebrews.
啊，他有一本书特别啊这个把他的看法意见这个分享希伯来书。
It's entitled The Holiest of All.
它是这个、书的书名呢，是至圣啊，至圣至高、最圣洁的那一。
In writing that book, Andrew Murray wanted to stress this theme in the book of Hebrews that Christ has a heavenly ministry.
啊、哦，他这本书里面，他特别强调，就是主耶稣他是最高的这个啊、救恩啊，最高的这个啊。服事最高的服事
and that it is his purpose to lift us above the world and into him.
他也要提到我们每一位属他的儿女，他要提升我们，一直到天上与他同坐宝座。
That we might walk with him in fellowship and in the light.
啊，与他同行，而且在他的光中行走。
And when he comes to the new covenant.
他当我们提到新约的时候
he speaks about three things.
他提到三件事情。
The basic blessing or provision of the new covenant.
啊，这是基本的祝福，就是啊约的中保。
The foundation, the beginning of it all.
啊，它的根基从开始到。
It's I will forgive their sins. I will not remember their sins against them.
我要赦除他们的罪，而且不再纪念。
The second thing he calls the central blessing of the new covenant.
他第二部分他提到的是中心核心的部分。
And that is that he writes his laws on our hearts.
他就是把他的律法书写在我们的心板上。
Isn't that wonderful? He can make our hearts tender to him.
那么的奇妙，借着神的话语，可以使我们的心柔软柔和。
Soften those hard rock hearts of ours.
把这刚硬的心柔软。
So that he can write on them.
他可以在上面写字。
His will, his way.
他的旨意啊，他的愿望，神所期望我们的。
You didn't want that before.
在以前可能你不会想要这样子。
We wanted our own way.
我们想要走自己的路。
But his way is so much higher.
但是神的路是高过这一切。
His will is so much better.
他的旨意真的是比我们的旨意高过的好得多。
He writes that in our hearts.
他把它写在我们的心板上。
So that he says is the central blessing.
啊，这是我们中央的核心的祝福。
And then he says the crowning blessing.
啊，还有一个就是这个冠冕的祝福。
The crowning blessing is fellowship with God.
他的这个 crowning 就是皇冠型的哈，就是最高的一种祝福呢，就是与神一个长长的一个交通。
Knowing Jesus.
认识耶稣基督。
The crowning blessing of the new covenant.
这是。啊，这个冠冕的祝福里面就是认识耶稣基督。
Jesus as our great high priest.
主耶稣基督他就是我们最高的大祭司。
Is called the mediator of the new covenant.
是新约的中保。
He sees to it that these blessings are brought to us.
借着他把神的祝福临到我们。
They have been purchased for us.At the price of his precious blood.
他已经买赎我们，借着他自己的宝血。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
Now he's also a king, and he's my king and yours.
啊，接着我们来谈，他是我们的王，他是 全地的王，也是你我的王。
You remember from the Old Testament history that God's original purpose was not that his people should have a king, an earthly king. He wanted to be their king.
我们在读旧约的时候，晓得以色列民他们想要有一位王的时候，其实神的旨意是神要做他们的王。
He would rule over them directly without a human king.
他要直接的来带领、来管理他的选民，不需要当中人的王在当中。
So when they looked around and they saw the other nations with kings and they wanted their own king,
当神的选民四周查看，别的国家都有王，他们也想有一位人的王在当中。
God said to Samuel.
神跟撒母耳说
，They're not rejecting you.
他们不是啊拒绝你
，They're rejecting me.
他们是在拒绝我。
Isn't that something? I just noticed Samuel and Moses. We had both of you. Hi. tonight, God said they're rejecting me.
他说神自己说我的选民拒绝我。
Samuel warned them.
这个撒母耳在那里觉得
about having a king over them. He warned them.
他警告他们，他们说他们要有自己的王。
And there was a lot of trouble there. Of course, David was a good king, and there were other good kings.
当然有很多的王，我们晓得当中大卫是好的王。
But the prophets.Began to speak of a future kingdom.
在先知书里面特别说到是一个未来将来的王。
That would glorify God.
会荣耀神的王。
It would be His kingdom.
那是他的国度。
And it would have those characteristics that the kingdom kings of Judah and Israel had failed to bring in.
这个是以赛亚神的选民没有办法自己能够达成的一个国度。
Although as I said, David came close to these things.
虽然大卫王很靠近神的心意，可是不能够达成神的国、神的这个心意。
Jeremiah said,
耶利米书也特别提到
that Jehovah declares,
耶和华他这个启示
that I the Lord will raise up to David a righteous branch.
我要从大卫的后裔里面这个的根，大卫的根兴起。
A king who will reign wisely and do what is right.
当中兴起一位王，他是一个有智慧的王。
So God's kingdom would be righteous, the prophet says.
在先知里面特别提到说，神的王是公义的王。
And then we read that the kingdom of God would be a peaceful kingdom.
神的国是一个和平的一个国。
David's reign was full of wars, wasn't it?
大卫王在这个执掌王权的时候，有很多的外敌攻击和战争，是不是？
There was a contrast there with his son Solomon, whose name means peace.
在他的儿子所罗门王这个掌权的时候，产生一个很大的对比。
And God's kingdom would be a stable kingdom.
神的国是一个稳定的国。
Not like these kings who had some of them had such short reigns.
神的国是永恒的国，不像人的国这样是短暂的掌权。
The kingdom of the Messiah would last forever.
弥赛亚神掌权的神的国是永恒的国。
And then God's kingdom would also be universal.
神的国也是全环宇宙的。
Israel's territory stretched from Dan to Beersheba. North to south, it was a certain.
神的国是神的国是从南到北。
But the prophet Zechariah said that the coming kingdom would extend from sea to sea.
这个 在先知书里面特别讲到神的国，它是从海大海到大海当。
And from the river to the ends of the earth.
从河大河一直到地极。
Righteousness, peace, and eternity.
是公义的，是和平的，而且是永恒的。
And this universal character.
是包含的全宇宙，环宇全宇宙的。
Would be.The characteristics of the kingdom that would be ushered in by Jesus.
我们这个整个的这个神的国里面是带着主耶稣基督他在当中掌权的。
We read in Isaiah 9. This is a Christmas passage.
啊，这边特别提到以赛亚书第九章，讲到这是圣诞节期的经文。
Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
在以赛亚书第九章第六节，我们都很熟悉。第九章第六节，因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。他名称为奇妙测试全能的神永在的父和平的君。
It says that his kingdom would grow and his authority would spread.
他的荣耀他的权柄一直要延伸一直成长他的荣耀要帐满全地。
In the seventh verse, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness.From this time forth and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
在第九章第七节里面特别提到，也许我们一起来念。第九章第七节，请他的政权与平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远。万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
Now we're almost finished.
那我们已经将近一个段落。
But you notice this reference to David.
我们晓得这个是特别提到大卫。
You remember when David expressed the desire to build a house for God?
我想大家记得在列王记。上的时候提到大卫有为神建殿的心意
but he was denied that privilege
他但是先知没有认同他
when God said no
当神借着先知说不行
your son will build the house
你的儿子要为我建殿
David went aboutGathering the materials.
他大卫就忙着这个收集这个收集他所有这建殿的材料。
He did all that he could to prepare.
他尽他的力量全力去预备建殿的工作。
He had this in his heart so strongly.
在他的心里面是那么的火热，要为神建殿。
I want to build a house for God.
为神来建殿。
But God had something far better for him.
那我们知道神有更伟大的应许要临到大卫。
You want to build a house for me.
你要为我建殿。
I am going to build a house for you.
我也要为你建一个殿。
David was overwhelmed when God spoke to him like that.
真的是大卫像受宠若惊一样的，神要给他的这个殿。
Sometime you can read about it in 1 Samuel 7.
我们在 ，it's a second.
I meant 2 Samuel 7.
在撒母耳记下，我们来读一下第七章。撒母耳记下第七章。
Because God spoke to David and spoke about his son.
在第十二到十八节，第七章十二到十八节特别讲到他的儿子。
But then what he said about Solomon, he went farther.
他不只是讲到所罗门，而且讲到更下面后面的后代。
And the things he said could not have referred only to his son Solomon.
我说这个预言预定的，不只是提到你的儿子接续你，而是后面的。
But because he spoke of a kingdom that would stand forever.
而是他提到一个国度，那是一个永恒的国度。
And the prophet Nathan gave these words to David.
神借的先知把这个话语这个赐给大卫。
And it says he David went in and he sat before God.
因为他把大卫设立在神的面前。
He humbled himself before God.
他谦卑在神的面前。
Who am I, O Lord God?
主啊，我是谁？
What is my house?
什么是我的家？
That you have brought me to this place.
你把我带进这个竟能够到这个地步。
And given me these promises.
竟然给我这样子的应许。
Oh Lord God.
主耶和华。
You are great, O Lord.
说你真的是伟大。
And he asked God to do and to fulfill that promise.
大卫也特别求神。这个是成全他所应许的话语。
This meant very, very much to David.
这个对大卫来讲，他的意义非常的深啊，这非常大。
Later, in 2 Samuel 23, we read, "These are the last words of David."
这个在撒母耳下的时候，在二十三章第五节里面，这个是大卫他最后。跟神的话语。
And among his last words, he referred to God's promises.
他在他最后的话语的时候，他跟神祷告，让求神成全他自己的应许。
He said in the fifth verse, "This is all my salvation and all my desire."
这是我全心意，这是我的全盼望。
It's like since you said that to me, O Lord, This means everything to me.
既然主你这样子应许我，对我来讲，这就是我全部生命的意义。
There's a king coming who will reign forever and sit on this throne.
只有一位王，他要将要从我的后裔而出，他要掌权在全地，而且掌权到永远。
This is my salvation. This is all my desire.
这是我的一切的救恩，这是我一切所想望的。
In the Psalms,
在诗篇
as you know, there are many Psalms of David.
我们知道诗篇里面多次提到大卫
and they don't come in chronological order.
它不是按照这个历代志这历史上的这个程序
There's a Psalm 72.
在诗篇七十二篇
That Psalm, it says, David is speaking of Solomon.
这个提到说大卫是这个提到他的儿子所罗门。
If you read that psalm through,
如果你读仔细的读完这个诗篇
you see that it cannot be entirely about Solomon,
我们整篇读完我们会发现这不只是提到所罗门王
but it goes beyond Solomon.
而是提到所罗门王之后要发生的。
It speaks about kingdom that is forever.
那是一个永恒的国度。
And at the end of this psalm,
而在这诗篇的在尾结束的尾巴的地方
，David is praying for the glory of God and these blessings to come.
那时候大卫在为神的国度祷告，愿神的荣耀降临
，including a blessing on his son Solomon.
还有特别为他的儿子求祝福。
But you can see how much this means to David.
我们可以晓得这对大卫来讲是有多么重大的意义。
This is his closing prayer. It says, the last verse says, "The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended."
这个他在最后的祷告里面特别讲到这个这
are ended. This is the last.
在他的结束的地方。
The idea is this is the culmination of everything David's life is heading for this one goal, this one desire.
好，当这个诗篇的最后的时候，这个大卫的祷告，他只有这样的一个心意，而且呢，他专注在那个神的应许上面。
And he says, "Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel."
他说，所有的祝福单单要从以色列的神而来。
Who alone does wondrous things?
他为我们做了奇妙的事。
And blessed be his glorious name forever.
他荣耀的名也当受称颂，直到永远。
And let the whole earth be filled with his glory.
愿他的荣耀充满全地。
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
This is the glory of Jesus.
这就是耶稣的荣耀。
The glory of his kingdom.
这是他国度的荣耀。
The glory of the expansion of his dominion and his authority.
这是耶稣权柄啊，这个全能整个的一个彰显。
Throughout the whole earth.
这是充满全地。
One day the cry will go out, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever.
这全地的国将要成为我主和我主基督永远的国。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord God omnipotent reigns.
全能的神就掌管着这个地。
He's our king.
他是我们的神
your king,
他是我们的王 他也是各位的王
he is your Lord.
他是我们的主
Worship him.
我们要敬拜赞美他
It's wonderful that we can bow the knee tonight.
这是神给我们极大的恩典可以、啊、谦卑降卑在俯伏在他的面前
Jesus, you are my Lord.
主耶稣是我的主
One day every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
万膝要敬拜，万口要称颂，我的主永远的荣耀。
Some of those knees will bow, but not voluntarily.
虽然有的人这个膝是敬拜了，可是心还没有预备全然的来敬拜他。
But tonight we can say, Jesus, my King.
我们可以从心里面在今天晚上跟主耶稣说 你是我的王
My wonderful Savior
我、啊、奇妙的救主
All of my life is given to thee
我的全生命全人要 交在主的手中
I am rejoicing in thy kingdom
我喜乐的欢呼在你的国度中
Rejoicing in your salvation
要赞美你给我的救恩
I thank you that I am yours.
我感谢主我是属者是属你的
I thank you that you are my prophet and my priest and my king.
我们感谢主主你是我的先知我的祭司我的君王
I trust that these pictures of Jesus
我想我们可以从这个话语当中、啊、看出
from his word
借着他的话语我们看出神给我们的宝贵的应许先知祭司和君王
Will enlighten us.
会开启我们
Will bless our hearts.
会祝福我们的心灵
Will help us to see him more clearly.
让我们可以借着他话语可以看他更清楚
Know him better.
更深的认识他
And to love him more.
更深的爱他
My dear brother Fred. He said his favorite part of that song.
他特别、啊、这个啊、王牧师在他的诗歌里面提到
It's more about Jesus on his throne.
他特别提到说更多耶稣的荣耀在他的宝座上
My King,
他是我的王
his glory.
他的荣耀
And when I give myself to that,
当我们把我们自己交在主的手中
to live unto his praise,
真的是提升我们在这个敬拜当中提升主在我们的敬拜当中
to bow before his throne,
我们俯伏在他的面前在他的宝座面前
more of his kingdom's sure increase,
他的国度权柄荣耀一定会增加在我们里面
How sure is that?
那是非常肯定而且坚定的
What we read in Isaiah The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this
我们在以赛亚书里面提到神自己发热心必要成就这件事情
What could be more sure than that?
还有什么事情比这更确定的
And more of his coming Prince of Peace.
跟我们，他会把他的平安带到我们心里面来。
When Pastor Wang said that,
当王牧师提到说
I thought that's my favorite verse too.
那也是我最喜爱的一句这个诗歌。
Oh, great prophet of my God.
啊，真的是大的先知，是我的主，我的神。
Great priest, my priest.
他这个大祭司主耶稣是我的祭司
Great high priest, you pass through the heavens,
他是升到这个神的宝座天上
and you appear there in the presence of God for me,
在神的面前单单的为我们代求
and you invite me to come boldly to the throne of grace,
要我们也能够到这施恩的宝座面前来
with confidence I now draw nigh,
我们可以被他吸引带着坦然无惧的心到他的面前。
Our names are written on his heart and on his hands.
我们的名字都记在他的心板上，也记在他的手上。
He is my glorious king.
他是我荣耀的君王。
My king eternal.
是永恒的君王。
We have so much darkness around us.
我们周边有很多的黑暗。
Sometimes it seems like the opposing forces.Are about to prevail.
好像周边的一些反对的势力，好像要得胜我们。
But here we have it, the Word of God.
在这里，我们有神的道，神的话在这里。
Teaches us the truth.
把真理教导我们。
The light shines.
是真光必照亮。
Jesus is victor.
耶稣必然得胜。
He is King Eternal.
他是永恒的君王。
He cannot fail.
他绝不失望失败。
God's purposes shall stand.
神的旨意必要永恒站立。
And we are on the Lord's side.
我们在神的那一边。
Savior, we are thine.
我们他是我们的救主。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh Jesus, we love you tonight.
主，我们爱你。
We thank you that.We belong to you.
我们属于你。
We thank you that you are our prophet and priest and king.
我们感谢你，主，你是我们的先知，我们的祭司，我们的君王。
And we pray as we prayed this afternoon that you will open our eyes.
在今天下午，我们赞美你，颂赞你，让你自己开启我们心灵的眼睛。
We know the promise that we shall see the king in his beauty.
我们知道。你的话语带着应许，应许我们可以见到你的面，见到你的容面，见到你的你的容脸。
But we know that you have a sight for us even tonight.
你今天晚上也要荣耀的向我们显现。
So Lord, help us to see you.
主，求你帮助我们可以亲自的遇见你。
Encourage every one of our hearts.
鼓励我们每一颗心来要来面见你。
Let us be captivated by the.Beauty of the Son of God.
我们求主真的是抓住我们的心，让我们能够真的是看见他的荣美。
For your great name's sake and for your glory.
为了你主你的名，为了你的荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.